Well, Craig, I suppose, first of all, when talking about the tragedy which happened last Monday, I mean, just how has the past week been? I know for the players and for yourself and for everyone involved in the club, it must have been a really tough time.
Yeah, it's just been surreal, really. It's obviously things that you don't plan to have to deal with in your life, especially with your involvement in football. And it's just been so hard. Personally, I found it very difficult. There's been a lot of different things that's happened over the week that's been hard to deal with. But like anything else with these things, you've just got to try and get through them and try and make sure that his immediate family are looked after and everything's done in the right way, really.
I mean, when this game was taking place against Brighouse Town, was it a case that immediately everyone knew something had gone wrong, or you know, did it take a bit of time to work out the severity of the issue?
Yeah, I think you sort of start off thinking, "Oh, he'll come round, he'll sit up." You know what I mean? It sort of starts off like that, and then obviously as it escalated pretty quickly, it was obvious that there was a massive problem. The people in hand were fantastic. Our physio, John, the Brighouse physio, people associated with Brighouse were just fantastic how quickly they responded to everything. And then within a matter of minutes, we sort of got the ambulance on its way. And it just sort of escalated really quickly. And that, I think that was the thing, really. You don't expect it. And then it just got to a terrible state, really.
I was going to say, I mean for yourself and for everyone really involved with the club, how has this past week been in terms of, you know, trying to pay your full respect to him as well? I know his parents wanted the game to go ahead, and you know, a lot of gestures have been made by the club. How important is it that that message was put? Just how important his life had been?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it sort of went from definitely we didn't want to play Saturday, definitely we didn't think it was the right thing to do, and obviously I went and met his parents last Wednesday, I think, you know. I had a conversation with them, and then sort of after coming out of that meeting, it was sort of obvious that it seemed like a fitting way to pay our respects and a tribute to Dan, not only as a fantastic footballer but as a person, really. And it seemed the right thing to do the more we talked about it. And obviously the club did an amazing job putting things on, getting the stand sorted, organising it. The players as well were so brave, and I've told them that, to just agree as a group to play, and we all pulled together. And in the end, I'm glad we did, because although it was an extremely difficult day for us all, it was a fantastic sort of way to celebrate what he's done in his life, and ultimately a fantastically talented footballer. And it was so pleasing for his family to come and be able to see the love and support that there has been throughout the country, never mind sort of locally.
I was going to say, when you talk about the non-league community being in force, it really has been a case. The amount of clubs which have sent messages of well wishes to his family, and the amount of teams which have held a minute's silence or a minute's applause, it really just shows you how the community has got together.
Yeah, I've been overwhelmed, to be honest with you, with the sort of non-league football family. It's the messages I've received, the phone calls, the emails, the kind words, and just from all different areas of football, and it's just been superb, really, the support. And that's why, again, I just sort of felt it was the right thing to do today, because his parents and his sister got to see that firsthand, really. And although, obviously, it was difficult and terrible for them to have to go through that on Saturday, I think in the long term, they would be so happy that they came and actually saw for themselves this sort of love and affection, like I said, throughout the country, and especially in the non-league world.
I mean, you know, you go on social media on that day when, you know, the unfortunate news was announced. The amount of players, obviously, played for quite a few non-league teams. So, you know, the amount of players that were on my timeline saying, you know, what a great player he'd been and what a great teammate he'd been. I mean, for yourself, you know, how long did you know him for? Because obviously he only joined the club a couple of weeks ago, well, a couple of months ago. How much of a relationship did you build with him?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we talked to him and he joined us in June. So from that point on, though, he did leave a massive impression on me, because, I mean, you can easily say this, but he was such a fantastic, warm lad off the pitch. Always on time, always working hard. And then from a football point of view, it was fantastic. I mean, it showed he played every friendly for me. He started every league match up to last Monday. And so... And he was so well liked in the dressing room, and that's just shows really what a character was. And then you hear the messages from other ex-teammates and ex-managers, and they all say the same thing. So, great lad, absolutely fantastic player. And yeah, it's just such a sad thing that's happened. I just can't get my head around it, really. It's, I mean, from my own personal, as a parent, it's his parents that I just, you know what I mean? You don't know what to say to him. And having to wait and meet him at the hospital on Monday night will live with me for forever, really. It was just so heartbreaking.
I mean, off the back of this, the Daniel Wilkinson Foundation has been set up and the aim is to raise £50,000. I mean, it'd be a fantastic tribute to him, wouldn't it, if that money could be raised and the great work that could be done with the money?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing now. I mean, we've sort of like tried to, like his parents say, they want to try and get something positive, and if it helps saving one life or two lives, or even for, you know what I mean, it's worthwhile doing this, and that's the aim now, really. And we can play a massive part in that, Shoreline, in promoting it and trying to get the word out there. And I think, obviously, it's something that's close to everybody's hearts, really, that there is a realisation that this thing is... This condition is sort of, it has been happening every now and again, and it's probably getting more popular and more sort of a need for screening to be involved and CPR training and defibs in more non-league grounds. Because the more we do of this, the more lives we're going to save. Simple as that, really. So, I mean, that's our drive. That's my personal drive as well as manager, that we are going to keep fundraising. This is not the end. We'll keep doing as much as we possibly can, and the family know that. And I just hope that everybody sort of contributes, really, and donates whatever they can, whether it's a pound or more. It's a worthwhile cause.
I was going to say, obviously, there are more important things than, you know, the game of football itself, but looking at the results of what has happened over the last few weeks, you must be pleased to have got the win on Saturday and kept the unbeaten run going.
Yeah, definitely. It's you know, I mean, I think Saturday were like you said, it were more nothing to do with the result or the performance, but he played a massive part in how we started the season, and it was important to keep that run going in his memory, really. And that's our aim now. We want to sort of try and be successful for Dan. As simple as that.
And looking at a new signing that's been announced in Rob Boardman, and you know, getting him in the services of the Offset Albion striker. I mean, it's a good move for the club.
Yeah, I've been after him for a few weeks, to be honest. So it's we needed a striker or two in. So he's a proven goal scorer, and he's scored a lot of goals in the last three or four seasons in, well, I'm not going to say struggling teams, but teams maybe that have not been up the top end of the table. So hopefully he can come and score the goals for us to help us keep being successful as a club.
And just finally, going back to Dan, the plans of tributes, and you know, are there any more plans in place right now, or is it a case that you're just going to see what happens for the next few weeks and then make a decision?
Well, yeah, we've obviously talked to Brigalf about having a game every season for the Dan Wilkinson Trophy. And then as a group of players, we've talked about doing some fundraising throughout the season. So, but like we said, Saturday was important to get out of the way. We've obviously got the funeral next Monday. It's important that we get that out of the way, and then we sort of look to get fundraising in place. And like I said, this is not the end. It's not a matter of just leaving it as it is. I think the club, it's our responsibility now to keep his memory alive, and also do what we can to contribute as much money towards this, like I said, a very vital cause.